Talk. Hello, this is Nick again, and I'm here now with Anita Klein. And Anita has written a book called F Cancer, and that's a very strong title. So I wonder if you'd like to tell us why you picked that title.
So when I was diagnosed in 2016 with breast cancer, went through treatment, I had a lot of conversations with my mother-in-law, who at the time was going through treatment for ovarian cancer. And as I went through my treatment, I met people who were diagnosed, and I gave them a lot of the same advice over and over again. So I decided that I should put it all together in a book and make it available for anyone to get that advice. Right. And so then I decided that the book writing process was kind of slow, so I wanted to put some of my great tidbits out on a blog. And I decided F Cancer was the best name for that because it fully showed my sentiment about the disease.
Yeah, your defiance, I guess.
Exactly. So that was my working title the whole time I had the book. I was working on the book, and my husband advised me that I should probably do a more tame title. So my initial release of the book was under the title More Mighty Than Cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I came back around and decided to re-release it under the working title.
So this is the second edition of the book.
It is. So I have the book is available under two titles, More Mighty Than Cancer and F Cancer, really just F it. But it is the exact same book.
Okay. So this is advice for people who have cancer, any kind of cancer or natural cancer?
Yeah. So it's mostly it comes from my experience as a breast cancer patient and survivor, but a lot of the advice transcends across any type of cancer, interactions with chemo. I let my 10-year-old shave my head. I talk about that when my hair started falling out. And
again, that's kind of the same attitude. Cancer is not enough just to let it happen. It's kind of like take control of the process.
Yes, yes.
So would you say that's the theme of your book, taking control of the process? Or
it is one of the themes. I think the biggest underlying theme is just living your life, taking it every day at a time, and not letting it bring you down.
Now, yeah. I've seen other cancer memoirs. What makes yours different, or why did you want to write this?
There's a lot of advice and information that you get from doctors that is fully medical advice.
Okay.
And during all of your interaction with the doctors, they don't have much time to tell you about the non-medical side. Like chemo will make your skin feel rubbery, or you might lose your taste for chicken. So like all of those things that are part of your everyday, but because they don't have the medical interaction, you don't really hear about it. When I would talk with my mother-in-law, as we were both undergoing treatment at the same time, we started sharing things like, did you have this happen, or have you experienced this? And that's what really made me want to write the book, is because there was a lot of things she was like, I never knew that. Nobody ever told me. Yeah. And vice versa, things that she said.
Everyday things that the doctors aren't telling the nurses aren't telling them.
They just don't have time to tell you all of the things. Or you might not even realize that it's something you should pay attention to.
Mm.
Like they say fatigue, but they don't tell you that day three, you're just going to be wiped out sound asleep. It's a different kind of fatigue.
Well, this sounds like it'd be very useful for for readers who are going through that. How are you getting the book in their hands?
It's available on Amazon. It's available online through any bookstore under the original title, More Mighty Than Cancer. Amazon has both the titles, More Mighty Than Cancer and F Cancer, just F it.
Yeah.
I've been donating a lot. There's some libraries are actually carrying it, and it's available on Kindle as well. So,
okay. Well, I think this sounds like a very useful book. Could you tell us maybe of just one thing that happened to you that might be, kind of a funny story or something?
So I mentioned a little bit earlier about letting my 10-year-old shave my head. So when my hair started falling out, my nurse navigator had said, when you have kids, sometimes it's fun to let them shave their mom's head. So I told my son that when we told him about my diagnosis, and he was ready to shave my head that second.
Oh.
I said, well, let's just wait for my hair to actually start to fall down. So when that happened, we went and told him, my husband and I, we said, hey, it's time. And he acted like he was a barber, that he had done this 1,000 times. He pulled up the shears and he just turned it on and was just ready to go. And one of the things that I noticed is that as he got very close to my ears, I thought he was really going to cut them off. And that's why I think barbers tell kids when they're little, it's okay, I'm not going to cut off your ears or anything like that. It's a very interesting sensation. He had a great time doing it. We took lots of pictures and it made it not quite as scary.
Well, that's awesome. So just I want to get into that a little more. So this was something that your son was involved with.
Yeah.
What would you advise somebody to make sure this if they have kids to tell them for the father to deal with that?
I think it's hard and it depends on your family situation.
Awesome.
My doctor had told me that my cancer is triple negative, is very responsive to chemo. So I went into my treatment with very high hopes of survival. So that kind of influenced how I talked to him about it, was that the doctor said it's very true. Right. So we were honest with them. I said, mommy's going to be tired a lot. I might get sick. And, just know that it's, I'm getting medicine to help me get better. And he believed us. I believed me. And yes. I think that helped a lot. I think for somebody who might be in a different situation, you kind of have to consider what your family dynamic is, how your kids are. But for me, being honest with him about what was going on made it a lot less scary. Him knowing that I was going to lose my hair made it not a big deal when it did happen. Yeah.
Even a little bit of fun.
Yes, exactly.
You used the term triple negative a minute ago. What does that mean?
It's one of the cancer diagnoses. There's three different, I guess, hormone receptors. So you have, if it's estrogen, progesterone, or BRCA. So it's basically you can have a positive or a negative diagnosis of those three things. So mine was triple negative, which means it's very responsive to chemo, but I don't get any medication afterwards. If it is an estrogen kind of based cancer, you might get medication to suppress that. Or yes.
Good. Okay. Well, do you have any other writing projects in your family?
I have two blogs. One is F Cancer AK, and the other one is Klein's Castle. Obviously, F Cancer AK has to do with cancer-related items and my treatment and during, after all of that. Klein's Castle has to do with just raising a child, a boy child, and the antics that he gets into. I'm trying to work on another memoir kind of book about just family vacations. So very new in that, early in that process, but hoping to get more interviews with my family so I can get that book underway.
That sets a strong family component in all the things.
It's true. That big influence in my life.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for your talking with me. And this book is available on Amazon.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.